Let's talk about our democracy for a minute. But let's do it in a way that makes the snowflake's heads explode. Let me be clear before this podcast begins. We are loud,
loud,
proud,
proud,
and do not give a fuck. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast. Real and raw political and social commentary. The freedom to oppress the rights of other people is not liberty, you shit-eating moron. Ah, the smell of freedom of speech. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast, and this is Tony Michaels. Hey, Tony, fuck 'em.
Good Monday morning. This is the Tony Michaels for the Tony Michaels Podcast, your home of exposing the Republican rate steppers. Holy actual fuck. Greg Abbott, you bigot. Oh boy. We have shooting victims in Texas, five, including a child, from a neighbor who wouldn't stop shooting their rifle, their weapon of war, in the middle of the night. Couldn't get their baby to sleep. So upset that he goes over and he kills five people. It's apparently still on the run. And the governor of Texas decides that he's going to disparage the victims. What in the fuck does their immigration status have to do with being gunned down by a neighbor? This is the exact kind of culture. This is the exact thing, Greg Abbott, that caused this to happen. When you dehumanize people, when you absolutely strip away their humanity, no wonder it's so easy for people where anyone and everyone can get a gun to take people's lives en masse. Whether it be at an elementary school, a grocery store, a church, a bank, a parade route, wherever in this country. Folks, I've been saying this for a long time, and I honestly could be just yelling and screaming at the top of my lungs. But I want to send a message to the 2A bros out there. Because I'm talking to you. I'm not really talking to my audience who are level-headed. They understand exactly what the problem is. It's the guns. They get it. It's not fucking rocket science. We understand what's going on. The biggest difference between this time in our history and the time in the 1990s when we had a ban on assault weapons and reasonable gun safety in this country is the gun. It's the difference. We didn't have mental health care back then. No one was given free mental health care in this country or access to free mental health care in this country. That's not a thing. There was just as many per capita people mentally ill then as there is now. We're humans. It's a human condition. But it's the gun. And I want to say something to the 2A bros. So listen up, motherfuckers. Listen up. I know there's a few of you here who come and hate watch. And really, honestly, if you replay this video, listen, turn the fucking volume up. You better get to the negotiating table fast. I've been telling you this for a long time. You better come to your senses and understand that this country and its citizenry is not going to put up with this shit any longer. Just like we're not going to let you put up with taking away our fucking liberty to health care, our parental consent. We're not going to let you take away our liberty to be able to just be out in the open without having to fucking dodge high-powered rifles. We have the right to the pursuit of liberty and happiness and life, you motherfuckers. So you better get to the negotiating table fast. Fast, quick, and in a hurry. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it's not going to take more than one more generation of this shit for them to take away the entire Second Amendment. I'm telling you, you better fucking listen up. If you want to have your guns, if you want to, the idea of gun ownership at all, you better do it fast. It's time you motherfuckers stop fucking around and lying to yourselves and lying to this country. We're going to let a handful of families in this country that make God knows how much money manufacturing these weapons. We're going to let them dictate what we can and can't do. I think you're wrong. I think you're dead wrong. And if you think that your ability to lobby and pile money on these politicians like Greg Abbott is going to work in the long term, you are a dumb sumbitch. Especially when Greg Abbott has to use his statement to put out a reward to find this motherfucking scumbag who killed this family because he had access to a weapon that he should not have access to. He disparages them. He dehumanizes the victims. You piece of fucking human garbage, Greg Abbott. Why do you think that person was able to just kill this family? By the way, it sounds like there's evidence that that's all bullshit, that they weren't illegal immigrants. The woman that was killed, the mother, was here legally. You fucking bigot. You bigot-ass motherfuckers. It's the same stupid shit they did in Nashville when the shooter turned out to be a trans person, and oh my God. It's the gun, dummy. It's the fucking gun. Nowhere else in the world does this shit happen. Nowhere. Nope, doesn't happen. Not a thing. There's mental issues in other countries. It exists. We're humans. We're fucking humans. Almost every single human has some sort of mental illness. And if you're not self-aware enough to know that everyone has mental conditions at some point in their life, you really need to have your head checked. It's the same idea when you have a person who's against red flag laws. You're the person that needs to be red flagged. You're the person that needs to be red flagged. That's right. I said it. Hey, 2A bros that are in the chat. You aren't speaking up this morning. You must smell what I'm stepping in. If you're against red flag laws, which doesn't, red flag laws like bare minimum, doesn't go near far enough. Honestly, I think, again, I've said this on the show here recently, we should move the goalposts to come and get your fucking guns. Every last one of them. March into your house, break down your door, and take the motherfuckers from you and melt those motherfuckers down. Fuck you. It's enough of this fucking stupid garbage. It's enough of this dumb narrative. It's enough of the stupid fucking white gun culture. I don't care what color their fucking skin was. It's white gun culture. That's what it is. And if you don't believe me, I'm going to read you the fucking statement from Greg Abbott. He has to put their fucking skin color, that where they're from, their heritage, their fucking ancestry, their race. He has to dump it into the message where he's trying to apprehend this criminal ass motherfucker who should have never owned a gun. And the only reason why he does is because of Greg Abbott. I said I wouldn't yell, but I can't fucking help it. I can't help it. It pisses me the fuck off that we have to sit here and fucking pretend the thing that's wrong isn't wrong. It's enough of the shit. It's fucking enough of it. And I'm telling you, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit what you 2A bros think or what uninfringible right and God-given right and Second Amendment, blah, 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 yakety schmackety. I don't give a shit. You're not fucking paying attention. You're not paying attention. Even people who want to own guns are sick and tired of the shit. They're sick and fucking tired of it. They're tired of it. And they're gonna come get your shit if you don't move to the table now. I'm calling on you to take a level head, to move to the table to negotiate, to stop this fucking nonsense. Because the only reason why we're still doing this is because the gun lobby pretends that you're somehow the majority. And you're not. You're fucking not the majority. You're not. You are the minority ideology on guns in this country. And someone questioned me in the chat if it was white gun culture. Wow. You goddamn right. Wow. That's what it is, motherfuckers. It's the guns. It's the guns. It's the motherfucking guns. And the justification of it is white gun culture. Fuck you. You can do that. Oh, you can cancel me. Go for it. Go for it. Blast it on the internet that I said it was white gun culture. Fuck you. That's what it is. This wasn't the culture when I was a kid around guns. And I'm white and I lived in rural Missouri. We didn't own guns to protect ourselves from our enemies and those brown people coming over the border. That's not what we did. Or we're going to a tyrannical government. We didn't have fucking deer rifles and shotguns to fend off the military. We kept our fucking doors unlocked. The cars were in the driveway with the fucking keys in them. What were we protecting? You can take your stupid fucking arguments for guns and stick them straight up your fucking ass. This country is not going to put up with this much longer. It's just not. Kids being shot on front porches because they rang the wrong doorbell? Opening the wrong car door? Are you fucking shitting me? Pulling in the wrong driveway? Honking your horn at someone in traffic? Well, fuck you. I'm sick of the shit. I'm sick of the stories. I'm sick of hearing about it. And the other thing I'm fucking sick of is people voting for these stupid ass fucking bigots like Greg Abbott. That's right. If you voted for Greg Abbott, if you're listening to me and you live in Texas and you even thought about voting for that motherfucker, you are a bigot and you are a piece of human garbage. Injecting these people's race into it and their legal status as if that fucking matters. A family was gunned down in their home. Don't you have any fucking compassion at all? You piece of trash. And of course, the media is like, oh my God. I don't give a fuck. Greg Abbott, you are a piece of fucking racist trash. It's time to get tough with these motherfuckers. There's Nazis in Ohio. Nazis with flags running around. I'm going to show you some fucking videos of Nazis this morning. Neo-Nazis running around in costume protesting costume shows. I'm not shitting you. This morning, Donald Trump's attorney doesn't file a motion. He writes a strongly worded letter. And oh boy, does it have Donald Trump's sour grapes all over it. And it's denied. Denied. Fuck you. Fuck you with your mistrial. You can go to hell. This country is sick of this shit. We're sick of your fucking dumbass fascism. We're sick of your dumbass, stupid fucking backwards thinking. We're sick of it. We're tired of your dumb, stupid bullshit. And I'm telling you, it's not going to go well in 2024 for Republicans. And boy, are they trying everything they can. Trying everything they can. to try to get Donald Trump elected, including this no labels shit, which is laughable. It's laughable, right? I mean, everyone's acting like this is a real threat and that Democrats should be scared of the no labels people. Listen, folks, all we got to do is mock the shit out of them. You think they're, what candidate are they going to get? The best candidate that Republicans have to go against Donald Trump right now isn't even Ron DeSantis. It's this Vivek clown. Doesn't even know contemporary American history. You're the one in the fight. You're the jury here. You're the jury. Speaking of trials, you're the jury. It's what it is. But I can't stress enough. Again, I'm talking to you fucking gun nuts out there who think that this country can't do something about your Second Amendment right to own guns whenever, wherever, and however you want. Bullshit, we can't. Bullshit, we can't. And I'm telling you, we're going to. We want the liberty to be able to get out and do what we want without having to dodge high-velocity rounds of ammunition coming from weapons of war. It's enough of this garbage. It is absolutely 100% enough of this. We have the ability, we should have the ability to send our teenage children to go pick up their twin brothers and not be terrified that they go on the wrong porch and get fucking shot on the front porch. That we don't have to worry about our children opening up a wrong car door mistakenly, getting shot. Being in a class, an elementary school, where they're learning math and arithmetic. Like you run around saying, we just want our kids to learn math, arithmetic, reading, social studies. We don't want them to have sex education. We don't want them in the classroom learning arithmetic, getting mowed down and torn apart by weapons of war. Because why? Because you got a hard-on for guns? Because you're a fascist? I don't think so. Enough of that bullshit. We're on to you. The majority ideology is on to you. And I'm not saying Republican Democrat anymore, folks. I'm not just saying Republicans and Democrats anymore. It's the majority ideology and the minority ideology. Almost every single fucking issue, every fucking one of them gains 60, 70% of support in this country. And it's enough of the nonsense. It's enough of it. We don't have to fucking negotiate with them anymore. We don't. We don't have to even act like their fucking ideology and their ideas are even fucking relevant. We just don't. We don't have to do that anymore. Because anyone with common sense is now on the left. It's ridiculous. Really, honestly. Us on the left can't even have fucking proper fucking debates. But it's true. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. We don't have to. They're with the Nazis. They're with the Nazis. The Nazis are with them. They share the same ideology as the Nazis, the neo-Nazis. I'm going to show you a video of it. I'm going to show you a video. I'm not just of the Nazis protesting. The guy who's yelling and screaming in the video, I'm going to show you a fucking video of his opinion of women's health care and women's right to healthcare choices. And you're going to have to try to fucking convince me that this isn't every motherfucking person who has an R next to their name or votes for an R in this country. Votes for a Republican, a fascist. It's It's enough of the compromise. Kevin McCarthy, you can take your budget cuts of child care and veterans benefits and stick it up your fucking ass. Fuck you. Kill the economy. Do it, bitch. Do it. Do it. That's what the president and Chuck Schumer should say to Kevin McCarthy. Do it, motherfucker. Do it. Dare you. It's enough of this bullshit. Enough of it. Enough of this soft-handed shit. Fuck that shit. We're coming down to the nitty-gritty here. We're going to have to get fucking tough. And we're going to have to stand and fight for every single pro-democracy person and every single pro-democracy candidate that there is. Every fucking last one of them. So turn the volume up and get ready. Because the election cycle is here. And it's time. It's time that we engage. Not yesterday, not last week, not next week, not next month. Not when we get into next year. Now is the time. Right now. Right now is the time to engage in our democracy. The Nazis are out in full force, folks. And I'm not just talking about the ones carrying the swastika flags. It's not just them. They're fucking everywhere. And let me tell you, it's going to be a hell of a fight. It's going to be a hell of a fight. And we're going to have to get them to fight each other. And boy, are they doing it. We just have to poke the stick out of them a little bit. A little bit here, a little bit there. But it's time. It's time. Enough of this soft-handed, oh, kumbaya shit. Kumbaya. Oh, ho, ho, ho. We wanna hold hands. Oh, we wanna compromise. Fuck you. Compromise on what? Compromise on what, Greg Abbott? You dehumanizing people who were fucking murdered? What do you think caused them to get murdered? You think that person is just like, you know, I have the right to kill this person. I have the right to kill this family because they're bitching about the noise of my gun. No, he didn't see them as humans and ripped them apart with a high-powered rifle. Fuck that shit. We don't have to compromise with Greg Abbott. We don't have to compromise with Kevin McCarthy. We don't have to compromise with Trump and his allies. Fuck that shit. Fuck them. Do it. Kill the economy. Do it, bitch. I dare you, Kevin McCarthy. I fucking dare you. Keep coming after the LGBTQ community. Keep holding your fucking hands over your eyes and putting your fingers in your ears over gun safety. Keep trying to take away women's right to health care in these states. Keep going. Do it, bitch. Do it. You don't think you've awoken a fucking sleeping giant? What do you think woke means, bitch? Huh? It's time. It's time. Now is the time. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Right after this.
We'll be right back. Mark, 60 seconds. This is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Are you numb and alone after storming the Capitol? Have you been left out in the cold after stealing Nancy Pelosi's mail? Do you feel exposed to a government that doesn't share your patriotic values? If any of these describe you, then you're in luck. Hi, I'm Paul Gosar, and thanks to my new product, Pardon Blanket, I've got you covered. Pardon Blanket specifically works to make you feel safe and cozy after your involvement on January 6th. And if you're one of the other members of Congress who also helped with the attempted coup, Pardon Blanket will protect you too. Pardon Blanket is made of a sort of soft fleece and a layer of sheep's wool. And they're 100% made in the USA. Don't delay and get your Pardon Blanket today for just $99.99. Actual pardon's not guaranteed.
Jumping back into it, this is the Tony Michaels Podcast.
Welcome back to the show. Holy moly. Wow, I was talking to these two A-bros.
Two A-bros.
Well, they don't get it now. They'll understand soon. Quick, fast, and in a hurry, they'll understand what's going to happen to their ideology and their desires to sexualize guns in this country. That's right. They're ammosexuals. Ammosexuals. Okay, well, I want to report a little bit on this E. Jean Carroll trial. Apparently, Donald Trump is really upset that he can't defame E. Jean Carroll during the trial where he's being sued for defamation. You stupid fuck. Of course, the judge is having none of this. Taco Penis, Joe Taco Penis, you know, his attorney. Isn't that his name? Taco Penis? Do I got that right? I think I'm saying that right. I don't know. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. He writes a strongly worded letter to the judge. Why didn't you file a motion? Why didn't you file a motion? I'm not a fucking attorney. I'm not an attorney. Far from it, right? I've been on the other side of the legal system. But yeah, listen, I would imagine that your best opportunity to get a mistrial is to, I don't know, file a motion in court, not just send a strongly worded letter. Maybe I don't know. Maybe I'm off my rocker. Again, I'm not an attorney, so what the fuck do I know? Uh-oh. But it was denied this morning. Let's see. It's about, 20 minutes ago, something like that, that they denied it. Pew! Denied, bitch. Of course, everyone this morning who, if you read the letter, you would know. Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to go well for you. It's just not. It looks like it was about an hour ago, I guess, or so. I don't know. I lose track of time when I'm putting the show up, and because I'm trying to keep up with some of the news that's breaking. Judge Kaplan is the judge who is the presiding judge over the E. Jean Carroll rape case, denied the motion for mistrial from Trump's attorney, Joe Taco Penis. Again, I think that's his name. His attorney. Now, the allegations were in the letter. Trump's attorney, Taco Penis, alleges that the judge is biased. Listen, E. Jean Carroll is the defendant, and in the law, especially during a defamation trial, you can't go on to continue to defame the person who is suing you. I mean, you can do that. Just like you can say stupid shit out loud, right? You have the First Amendment right to say stupid shit out loud, but you're not free from consequence. You're just not. Now, some people have surmised that this is an effort in the appeals part of the process here, because it's looking more and more like Trump's case is crashing and E. Jean Carroll is going to win this. Now, she'll have to chase him around for the rest of his fucking life, which hopefully isn't that long. Sorry. What do you want from me? I don't know. Maybe I'm praying thoughts and prayers for the cheeseburger later on this afternoon. I don't know. I mean, listen, as much as I want this motherfucker to destroy the Republican Party, nothing would please me more than a Big Mac to get lodged. I'm just saying. It's an accident. It could happen. He's old. He's feeble. Have you seen how fat and slobby he is? He can barely make his way around a golf course. It looks like he's huffing bags of oxygen when he's walking around shaking hands at weddings at Mar-a-Lago while he's crashing them. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Health problems are health problems. What are you going to do? Dude's old. He's fat. He eats too much. And he eats trash. Whatever. But he gets to disparage and defame E. Jean Carroll all he wants, but it's not going to help his case. And honestly, every time he does it, it's just more evidence of the defamation that was dumped on E. Jean Carroll here. And it doesn't bode well for his case. Because this isn't a case where E. Jean Carroll has to prove that she was raped by Donald Trump. That's what everyone's missing. The proof just has to be, the bar has to be that he defamed her after the fact. So, more rake stepping. I'll let them eat rake. I got great news for you. We are so close. And if you're on Patreon, you've seen the initial design here. It's not a colored design yet. It's just a black and white rough draft of the Let Them Eat Rake merch that is coming. It is fucking coming in hot. I'm hoping I'll have the at least the first draft of the final design today sometime. Maybe tomorrow we'll have the merch released, or Wednesday we'll have the merch released in the store. We just want to get it correct. It's really cool so far. We're hoping that it's going to be a big hit, because we're putting a lot of effort, and the artist is putting a lot of effort into into this design. So the Let Them Eat Rake design is coming. It is coming fast. So I'm excited. And if you're on Patreon, you can see the first draft of the design. Just go to patreon.com/thetonymichaels, sign up to be on Patreon. You'll be able to see the design. Otherwise, you have to wait, but it's not going to be too long. I promise you'll see it very, 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 very soon. But they can't stop stepping on rakes. They can't stop. What else was rake stepping? What else could be? Gabe Sanchez is going to join us here in just a minute. Oh, Josh Hawley stepped on a rake. He's running around telling people how to be a man. Come on. Really? Are you serious? George Santos is trending. I don't know why. I have no idea. Why is George Santos trending now? We haven't heard anything out of that fucking lying piece of shit in a while, have we? I haven't, at least. He's apparently going to rerun, right? Here's huge breaking news. It looks like Washington Post is reporting that George Santos is in fact part of a criminal probe into his campaign finances. Rot row. Oh no. It's going to be horrible for him. Oh, and it's horrible for his constituents for him to. Why is he running? Is this the whole Trump thing where I'm not giving up? Is this like a this clearly has to be George Santos has it in his mind that he thinks that he's some kind of Trump reincarnate, right? That he can win his race? Because frankly, it's kind of the same thing if you want to know the truth. Like it's probably likely that he'll get primaried and he'll lose. But I mean, he could be the Republican candidate. Honestly, I think what Democrats should do is change their registration, because I believe New York is not an open primary. You have to be registered in New York. Am I right on that? I'm not a citizen of New York. I've never voted in New York, so I wouldn't know exactly without having the research in front of me. But I believe New York is a closed primary. If someone out there who is in New York who confirmed that, but I believe it's a closed primary as opposed to an open primary. See, here's the difference. A closed primary, when you go into the voting booth, you have to pull the ticket that you're registered for. So if you're registered, Ivy says, yes, you are, Tony. I don't know what that means. Yes, live here. It's true. Yeah. So it is closed. It is closed. Missouri is an open primary. So like literally, as long as I'm just registered to vote, and I don't register as a Democrat, I don't register as anything. I just register to vote. It's an open registry. So I can actually go in and I can pull whichever primary ticket I want. I can pull the Republican ticket or I can pull the Democratic ticket, but in New York, it is closed. So Maybe a lot of people in his district will, I don't know, change the registration so they can make sure he's the one who's on the ballot. I'm just saying, these are all, that's a legal strategy, folks. it's a legal strategy that you can, you know, make sure the candidate that you want to run is running. I mean, you know, you want to have a legitimate race against an incumbent like George Santos and his challenger. So why not make sure that George Santos is the incumbent on ticket? Just saying, that could be a strategy to win that seat. Could be. Let's see what else. Oh, it looks like he's been speaking in front of the young Republican. I'm getting tongue-tied this morning. Young Republicans in New York. There's a video down on that. Maybe we'll watch that. We'll see what Gabe Sanchez says. Gabe Sanchez has actually talked to George Santos before. Like, talked to him. Now, let's see here. Let's see. Chevron is trending. JP Morgan is trending. They bought First Republic Bank. The FDIC decided this morning this is the second largest bank in this country's history, but it's the third bank since we've had some of these banks close that the FDIC has reined in. There's no market panic. No one on the stock market's panicking. And the reason why is because the system, the FDIC insurance system and the government system, where they're making sure these assets are safe, and the assets being the depositors' assets are safe, it's working. I was listening this morning and the media wants to try to fucking make this into, oh, we're headed for recession and this and that. And oh my God, this is a bad thing. And Americans, this, and Americans are going to not pay attention. Listen to me when I tell you this. What is happening with the banks is what should have happened in 2008. Like, think about 2008 and what happened. And we had to go bail these motherfuckers out after the fact, after it destroyed our economy. They're doing this in a foreman fashion, the way it is designed, so we don't have some shit like that happen again. And the one reason why, folks, is because we have people who are fucking serious about policy and the economy in charge. They're serious about it. They're not just fucking haphazardly making policy. So, yeah. Did we bail out the second largest bank or the FDIC closure that we had, the second largest? And this is the third bank since this has started? Yes. Yes, but they're doing it the way it should be done. Hello. Think, McFly. Think. It's working. The market's not crashing. There's not market panic. People aren't hanging on to their dollars like they were. 2008, I don't know if you guys remember. I don't know how long you've been around. And 2008 seemed like, you know, lifetimes ago, I guess, to some. But I remember that motherfucker. I remember 2008. I was a young adult with a young family. Then I remember how fucking tough it was. And I remember all the bullshit that this country went through. Because of the assholes in charge of shit at the time. And when we put the Democrats in power soon after 2008, because of it, in some degree, they changed banking regulations. They moved to increase the FDIC. I don't know if you remember any of that. You remember any of that? You fucking knuckleheads. So yeah, what they're doing is what they should have done, and it is working. And they're making sure to not breed incompetence in the market. They want competence in the markets. They want confidence in the economy. And it's working. Just because there's not some sort of dramatic story where the country's falling apart because level-headed people are in charge, doesn't mean that it's not working. It doesn't mean that. So you can try to stoke panic all you want. You can try to stoke lies all you want. You can try to say that the economy's not stable. But clearly this morning, the stock market and the market believes it. Because it's gone up. Can you believe that, Gabe Sanchez? You would think on some of these Twitter accounts that the entire economy is going to crash. This morning on Morning Joe, because I listen to it on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Are you going to be another? Are you going to be a recession? Are you going to be I don't know what's going to this is the second largest. This third bank. When there's three of them, oh, it's a trend. There's three. Yeah, there's a trend. Yes. And that's what the FDIC insurance is for. That's what that's what they're doing. They're making what system is in place work for the American people, not for fucking banks. This isn't good for First Republic Bank. This is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
For First Republic Bank. Frankly, there is going to be no First Republic Bank. It's going to be JP Morgan. And the reason why is because it sucks to suck. But the depositors are safe. That's the whole fucking point of the FDIC system. I don't know if people know that. You know, the other thing that this morning that is lost, none of these motherfuckers, because they keep talking about, they compare this bank crisis
mm-hmm.
right, back to 2008. They keep comparing it.
Yeah.
Not comparable because the system is actually doing what it's supposed to do. So we don't have to half-ass bail them out after our fucking entire economy collapses. Now,
that's assuming that nobody, repealed certain regulations that were put in place after 2008, right?
Wow. Don't act like every bad policy is a Republican policy. Is that what you're saying? But here's,
look, I'm just saying, like, it's not a policy or rather lack thereof that exists because of Republicans.
Turn a blind eye to it.
Yeah. Like, oh man, you guys keep doing what you're doing. We won't need to check those things as if. You know, and here the other thing too is like, to the degree of which that happened, obviously that it's been some time before that, but it was a bit different. I mean, our economy works in an ebb and flow, right? That's we can't ever get too big and we can't ever go too low. Like, we are going to, there's going to be growth and there's going to be, not growth that happens, right? It's going to go stagnant for a bit of time. There's going to be, like I said, there's an ebb and flow into which the economy rolls. But we want to make sure that we have certain protocols in place to make sure that it doesn't get too big so that when it does crash, it's a huge crash, or that when it goes down into an ebb, right, or like a low point, doesn't get too low on its own. So there's certain things in place. Republicans are like, fuck it, you know. The fucking laissez-faire, invisible hand, let the market decide on its own. And it's like, no, we can't do that because there are certain actors who are bad actors and they're going to take advantage of the system and they're going to fuck things up. And we've now seen that.
Well, you know, this morning, all the right wingers and a lot of what they claim to be free market capitalists. There's no freedom of choice in your bank when JP Morgan's going to buy you. The reason why JP Morgan, the government is turning to JP Morgan, because they have a shitload of capital. They got a mountain of fucking money and they can handle it. And actually, honestly, this morning, it's apparently JP Morgan is announcing they're going to turn profit on this. They're going to turn profit. And everyone's like, well, I don't want to be a JP Morgan customer. I wanted to be a First Republican Bank customer. Then take your deposits and go somewhere else. The good news is the government made sure your deposit is there to take somewhere else. You fucking idiot. What? I just don't understand. And again, I get the markets and I get the investor side of it, because they're really upset about the selling and buying of their fucking
they're also
bank.
Probably, I mean, like, here's the other thing too. Like, obviously the FDIC insures up to $250,000.
Right.
And most normal people, yourself, myself, other people watching, probably don't have more than
you mean you don't have over $250,000 in one account? Come on,
Gabe.
What are you?
I have them split up. dude.
I thought you were middle. I thought you were. Oh, okay.
I have $250,000 split.
You got $249,001. Yeah, yeah, yeah. $249,000.
And I have them split up between 20 different.
You got a checking and a savings. You got a checking. 20 different
banks. I got fucking credit union banks. I got large banks. I got medium sized banks. I got couch cushions. I got mattresses everywhere. I can hide them.
Are the couch cushions and the mattresses all FDIC insured as well?
I just, just the couch, I bought them from a place called FDIC insured. Right. So I just figured they were insured. I don't know. The most that I've seen is that on the tag, it's like, if you remove this, then it's, you know, by penalty of law. So I don't know. Maybe those things are connected. Not really sure. But, you know, you have all these Republicans, just like normal average people, right, who do not have all of that. Or that amount of money in a bank account. And like, oh no, the government. It's like, did you have that much? Did you have more than that much money? Did you have more than money? Because if so, then you probably either one should have split it, invested it, put it somewhere else, and not put it all in one in place. But also you have to understand that all of those people who are complaining are nowhere near the people who are the ones who took advantage of the situation, right? Who were, you know, working with Thiel and wanted to short Silicon Valley Bank. Or try to, you know, obviously short the market and take advantage and then still get like double dip, take the money out. Then it's a whole thing.
If you think for a second that it isn't big investors that made a bundle on this, because here's what's happening this morning. Here's who's really pissed off. It's the investors, because here's the facts. 84 First Republic branches are now JP Morgan. They're safe. All. The First Republic deposits and plus their mortgage and the loans that they hold have been assumed by JP Morgan. They're safe. Your money's safe. It's insured. That's the whole point of the FDIC. What is not like this morning is that First Republic Bank's share value is nothing. It's zero.
Right.
And that's who's really pissed. But hey, man, that's what investing is, motherfucker. That's what it is. And when you go into the bank and it has the sign that says your money is insured, the government, us, we, the government, should make sure that we fucking hold to our promise.
Right.
That when you have the depositor's money in that bank, that it's fucking safe. I don't give a shit what the investors want to do. Fuck them.
It's almost like, you know, FDIC was created to help protect people after something might have happened years ago, right?
What could have happened? What could have happened almost 100 years ago?
I don't know.
We made sure to put a federal insurance that we backed as a government in place to protect the economy and people's money. What could it possibly have been?
I don't know. It's almost like, it's kind of depressing to think about.
depressing. That sounds familiar.
The Great Depression, right? Yeah, they wanted to avoid a run on the banks, right? To make sure, hey, don't have kinda to worry, funny. Don't panic. If you come here, your money will be protected, right? And so it's that idea that, and the other thing too is like, the reason that the government is so trusting of JP Morgan Chase is because, I don't know, maybe like in 2008, something happened and they were like, hey, we want to partner with you guys to make sure that all of the fucking banks don't crash and burn, right? Like, we have to make sure that, you know, too big to fail is the situation in which we had. But it's almost like they had a relationship and still have a relationship with JP Morgan Chase to say, hey, look, these are our, it's like when you go somewhere and they're like, hey, I, you know, where would you recommend I go eat, right? If you go to like an Airbnb or a hotel, they'll give you like, you know, places that they partner with or places they highly recommend to like send a business over there. It's the same way here where the government's like, oh, you know what? We have a good tracker with JP Morgan Chase. We trust them. They pay the loans back with interest. We, you know, they're protected. We've looked at their capital. We know they have money. It's not going to crumble and crash and cause the whole system to collapse. Right. And so that's another thing that people need to understand is like, that's a reason why the government went with JP Morgan Chase is because they, you know, in the last 15 years or so, they've proved themselves again that they've been able to pay back and some, right, on the money that was given to them.
Well, the other thing too is, with our government, because it is us, is we have the ability to put serious people in place that make sure to hold JP Morgan in check. Mm-hmm. And if JP Morgan isn't on check on these deposits and these branches and these mortgages that they're buying, then we can force them to sell them. That mm-hmm. is the whole fucking point here. Is that this morning the markets and companies aren't freaking the fuck out. I mean, the people who are invested in First Republic Bank right. are a little pissed off this morning. But hey, go cry and whine to management of that bank. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. You took bad bets. I don't know what else to do with you.
Right.
Look, you're talking about legalized gambling and they took bad bets and they fucked their depositors. But us as a country doesn't do that anymore. We done it once in 1929. Where we didn't have insurance. We did it once again in 2008 when we did have FDIC insurance. Do you know the reason why it's $250,000 now?
No, why don't you tell us?
In 2008, it wasn't. It wasn't 250.
It was like, 000. What, 100, right?
It was 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 50 and 100.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it's 250.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for it is, I don't know, to make sure that confidence stays in the market when something like this happens. Like they literally rate, because back then, obviously, a lot of people were scared, right? Mm-hmm. Especially for that 12 months, leading up to where we started to be on an upward trend again. It was about 12, 18 months before mm-hmm. we could get to an upward trend again in this country. I mean, we know what happened. It was different than this time because the economy was much different than this right. time. Completely different marks on the economy. Mm-hmm. It's just not the same. But the point is that they did it then. So that way in the future, when it happened again and there was a couple banks that made bad bets in the economy. They weren't properly managed. Then, hey, we got you covered. Mm-hmm. Don't freak the fuck out. Because I don't know if you remember when Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers. Holy yeah. fuck. I mean, everyone woke up like, what the fuck? The market tanked. Everyone's running on fire.
That's funny that you mentioned that because yeah. I was looking back. I'm doing a what was that on Joe Biden and, mm-hmm. and Roy Wood Jr. at the White House Correspondents' Center.
Oh, good. We're going to watch a few of those clips today.
And I went back because I was like, oh, there's some clips I want to bring up, like Michelle Wolf, right? And Seth Meyers and Obama and just fucking ragging on Donald Trump and ragging on Sarah Huckabee Sanders. But there's a joke that Michelle Wolf has in her bit when she's there and she goes, I used to work at a tech company. I used to work on Wall Street. Like I used to work at I think she said Lehman Brothers or Bear Stearns.
I think she did work at Lehman Brothers.
Yeah, yeah. And she goes, and she was like, basically like, that's the last, like, believe me, like I've been fucked before, like it happened there on Wall Street. Like that was the last time that men went down on me without my consent. Right. Like there's a whole thing. And it was like, none of the Republicans in there were laughing at all. Like a lot of people who were able to take the joke.
Republicans laugh?
I know. They're not one to take it, but they love to dish it. And when I say dish it, I mean like bully and bigot right. and be racist and kind of like Greg
Abbott around with Nazi like flags. And
Nazi things. I'm America
first. With Nazis.
First Amendment. You guys got to be able to say what you want. But however, if you say those things back to me, that's a meanie. That makes a boo boo. I'm hurt.
Don't call me names.
Exactly.
We need a safe space, as Marjorie Taylor Greene says. Speaking mm-hmm. of that, you know what? Nazis.
Man, oh, boy. Yeah. With a capital N.
A capital N.
Yeah.
So I showed this yesterday on the Patreon Sunday rant. Okay. Uh-huh. And this guy shows up again.
Is down his face? Is it like a lightning bolt?
I don't know what the hell that is, to be quite honest.
Because like when people get like when they have like an electrical burn mark that happens,
that's what
right?
it looks like.
Well, it looks like a branch, like So when I see that on the top of the side of his face, it looks. I mean, it's probably not. It's probably something racist. Who knows?
I'm sure it is.
But it kind of, at first glance, it reminded me of like a electrical like burn mark that like goes through
right.
and shows itself on your body.
Now, this guy's name is, I think his name is Chris.
Racist O'Connor?
Paul Haast, his AKA, his nickname is Hammer.
Oh, boy. Oh, here comes the hammer.
Oh, fuck. No. Oh, man. You couldn't project any more fucking little dick energy than a nickname like Hammer.
They call me Hammer.
My name is Hammer. I got the hammer, bitch. You're the nail. But there, what? What?
No, I didn't. Speaking of which, just learned, this is for everyone else out there. I didn't know it, maybe you knew this. So, you know, when you have a hammer, right? You got the flathead and you got the hook end.
I've used a hammer before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I've never used the hammer this way until I saw a video, of course, on fucking TikTok, where you learn everything these days. Mm-hmm. You use the curved end that you'll typically retract the nail from to hold it. The initial hit in.
That I never is knew one that. Way. That is one way.
I've never. I was like,
some framing hammers have a magnet on the head and a notch. And some people are good enough. They can actually hold the nails in between.
Yeah, I mean, I hold the nail and I hit it. I'm not going, you know, but I saw it and I was like, what the, are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm also kind of afraid to use
a nail gun, when they're framing and stuff.
All right. But science, you know, and shit. Whatever.
Well, you know, this is modern times, sort of. So let me show you this video. This is in Columbus, Ohio. Oh. It's going to look very similar to a video we showed a couple months ago.
On its own, Columbus, Ohio is definitely. So I had a buddy, a little side note. I had a buddy who moved from Chicago to Columbus. And we were driving through, and this is like the first time. This is the. Yeah, I know. Honestly.
Patrick on YouTube says, oh boy, carpentry tips by Gabe. That could be a new segment.
I just want to say, I bet you Jesus Christ didn't even know that tip. Okay. I just want to say that, okay?
Suck it, Jesus.
Yeah, suck it. Okay, if I have to be, you know, 30 and just realize how the fucking end to retract a nail from the wall, but also use it to set the nail.
Oh, you're a carpenter? Oh, you're a carpenter? Okay. Oh,
you know what?
Okay,
water into wine. I'm fucking Jesus Christ.
Oh, goddamn. Anyways, your friend in Columbus. Sorry,
he moved to Columbus and as we were driving in, because it was me and my buddy that were coming in to visit him, and they came into Chicago and they did a road trip to go pick up some remaining stuff from the old house. And we were driving into Ohio and they were like, hey, because this is the first time I'd really been in Ohio. Previous times I just flown in to visit family. And they're like, hey, just so you know, you're going to see some stuff as we come from the outside in to Columbus, like from the outside.
Stuff.
Like you might see, I don't know, he's like a burning cross somewhere, or you might see like, you know, random racist type of decorations, we'll say. Right. And we saw some stuff, not any like burning cross or anything, but they were like, the last time we came through here, there was some stuff that was off the highway that we saw. It was like, you know, whatever. Anyway, point being, the history of Ohio and it being racist is definitely like ingrained in it. So to hear that there were Nazis in Columbus, Ohio, not surprising at all. I'm sure you did not see that coming, but I also did not see that coming.
I see. So,
you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, like children of the corn, they fucking came out of the crops. Cause they're like, oh, you know what that is? We got to go after those trans gay people, you know, got to go after those minorities.
You know, the funniest part about this is I'm going to show you this clip.
Yeah.
And I want to warn the audience. It does have swastika flags on it. There is Nazis, but it actually, to me, it's kind of hilarious. And here's why, is because it's a bunch of fucking grown ass men in costumes, right? Mm-hmm. Chanting and kind of singing in concert to protest a costume show. It's really fucking kind of weird that of course they're trying to hide not only their faces with masks, but they got gloves on. They got.
Did you see the ones in Boston this weekend?
No.
Patriot Front?
No, I didn't see. Well, I saw some clips of Patriot Front. Pull that up. Pull those Nazis up too. But here's the Nazis in Ohio. And you're going to see a little Dick Cameron guy here. But you notice they're all hiding their faces, their eyes, their hands.
I'm not.
In full cuck regalia here. Here's the guy. Here's Hammer.
Aryan son!
What the fuck? He's
I'm a fucking bigot.
I think Hammer has a lot of Hitler energy here, doesn't he? With the I want to point this out.
The guy looks like he's a goddamn valet, or he's working. He's a host at a fucking catering event
at a big bigotry buffet. But here's the thing: if you look down here on this freeze frame, okay,
is that a white sock in there?
Dude didn't even wear black socks, man. He wore white socks. Are you fucking kidding me, Hammer?
If we're gonna wear the costume, wear the whole costume.
God damn, man, you fucking ruined it. You totally fucking ruined it, Hammer. I was gonna believe that you were some sort of organized fucking group of bigots and Nazis. I was going to give a little bit of credit here. Jesus Christ, but you're wearing white socks, man. Everyone knows. Even dumb fucks that don't know fashion know you don't wear black pants, black shoes,
you know,
and
what I
fucking
think it is?
White socks, man.
You know what I think it is?
Is that the white power thing?
No. Oh, okay. What happened was, so you know when you ride a bike, right, and you want to make sure that you don't get your pants stuck into the chain, so you roll your socks over the pants, you know? That's what I think happened. He rode his little bicycle.
Black tube socks?
No. He rode
dress
his bicycle.
Dress socks?
No. Okay, dress socks? You really think socks?
Well, look, it looks like he's got loafers
These
on.
These are fucking white tube socks that he bought from fucking Sam's Club.
Oh, it's Sam's Club. You think this guy's got enough fucking wherewithal to go get some decent socks at Sam's Club?
Maybe a Dollar General store?
Could be. Whatever. I don't know. Garage sale? He's probably buying his shit used.
I think that's what happened. I think, honestly, he had his sock that was covering his pants so he didn't catch it in the bike chain, because he was like, okay, I'm riding from my mom's house, and he's got to ride all the way back to his mom's house for dinner, you know?
Oh, well, listen, poor Hammer here with his white socks. Let's see if he has anything really substantive to say here. Nothing substantive, just grunting.
I was looking at the tattoo, which is, I'm sure it's some fucking dumb symbol that means something fucking racist.
I'm not saying that a person with a face tattoo is automatically an idiot, but you do have to assume at first glance, if you have tatted your face and shaved your head and dressed like this, there's probably a good chance that you're a dumb fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
If you dress like this, shave your head, and have a tattoo on the side of your face like that, you might make that assumption.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing that you could do is listen to shit he says, not just yelling and screaming in front of a costume show where he's dressed up in a costume to protest said costume show, but maybe the shit he says online.
So where does he make his money?
And it's still true. The people.
I'm sure there's a lot of right.
Now I gotta look this guy up.
Right wing groups. Yeah, Nazi Hammer. Here he is on a podcast somewhere, I think, or something. And he's talking about his view of women's rights. And you could probably guess where he stands on women's rights. And it's exactly what you think it is. Like like you're like, oh, he's a Republican. He should be in the Tennessee state legislature, maybe the Florida state legislature, with an R next to his name, because it really does have this stench of conservatism. Religious conservatism, white Christian nationalism. If you want to know the honest truth, let's listen to what Hammer says about women's health care and their right to health care.
And it's still true. The people will take war brides in the end of days, and it's just going to happen. Okay.
What the war brides? So this guy, here's his name, Gabe, Chris Polhaus. I think it's how you say it.
Got
Chris
it. Polhaus. Got it.
AKA Hammer. And his plans to build a tiny house compound.
Dude from the other fucking one.
Yes. Yeah. Where he's yelling and screaming. He's standing on the platform.
Yeah,
and he's got the gun.
Same
motherfucker. Same motherfucker.
Wow. Okay.
Same motherfucker. And he's apparently wanting to build some sort of tiny house compound. I guess so he can live with his war brides. I'm not real sure what
how old are these war brides?
I don't think he goes into that, but listen to what he thinks about war brides and just women in general, if they may become war brides. This is something else.
Okay. And for, you know, honestly, I don't find that liberal white women have the right to decide about how their reproductive system is going to be used.
Oh, really? So he says that liberal white women do not have the ability to choose how their reproductive...
I might need to go get an Excedrin because this guy's giving me a fucking headache right now.
Well, if you were wondering if he's a Nazi or just pretending to be a Nazi, he's definitely a Nazi. Now, most people say, Tony, why are you showing this? Folks, what I'm about to show you is basically mainstream Republican policy right now in state legislators. You stupid fucks. Ron DeSantis signed a bill that basically puts this guy's ideology into law in Florida. Okay? Most states are moving, Republican states and Republican legislators are moving to move state law and state policy to this guy's policy's position. The fucking face branch tattoo guy who's yelling and screaming in a costume protesting with swastikas costume shows. Mm-hmm. Here's more. Take a look.
If the world crumbles because of them, and I'm standing by that, I do find them to be enemies to us. And if they leave themselves on the position of being an enemy, they should be treated as such. And one of them.
So they're an enemy to us. Now, I can only imagine who he considers to be us. But my guess is it's him and the 12 other dudes. What? Yeah. Yeah. What?
Does he have a fucking Great Britain flag behind him?
Yes. Yes. It's what? Weird. I don't know. I don't know. What do you, I mean, you want like, me to explain every single little thing like that Nazis do?
I just don't get it. He
might think it's the stars and bars. He might have it confused with the stars and bars. You know, the Confederate flag. He might Hammer might be dumber. You know? I don't know.
I mean, holy shit. It's weird. The idea, like, look, man, I mean, look, I get that we have a lot of racists, but holy shit, man, we got a lot of fucking dumb racists out there. I just don't, I mean, maybe someone in the chat knows, is that in fact, it looks like a fucking UK flag.
That's what it looks like. Well, look it up, see if we can pull a picture up and see if we can confirm that. But again, he may be dumb enough. I mean, he sounds pretty fucking stupid to me. He may be dumb enough to think it's the stars and bars, the Confederate flag. It's possible. But let's keep listening to his policy on women's health care, specifically white liberal women's health care, which is kind of weird. But yeah, go ahead.
Them is losing the rights and the control of how their reproductive system is to be utilized. That is very scary for people to hear. It is very edgy and it is not popular, but
at least he knows that it's not popular.
Okay. Sorry. Wait, I think I found it. It's actually all right. So there's a thing that's called, and I don't know which one it is because there's so many different versions of it, but it's the Imperial Fascist League, possibly.
Oh, wait. What did you say? Imperial what? I thought you said fascist. Is that what you're saying?
No, fascist with a hard F.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good.
Fascist. Oh my God. It's like, man, these people who make these flags are so just uncreative.
Wait. You think this guy is a creative individual?
No. There's another one called the Coalition of the Willing to Power. Well, hold on. Let me look this up. So there's another flag that looks like Great Britain flag, but it's got so the other one had it's like a British flag almost with, I don't want to bring it up on the screen because fuck anyone can search for it. Anyway, the other one looks like Great Britain.
What do they need to type into Google to find these?
I mean, you could look up UK flag Nazi and then it'll get you what you need.
Okay, so go to Google Images UK flag Nazi.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll see find it. Yeah. So there's another one that's Imperial Fascist League, like I said. And there's another one which looks, it's like more of a square, like a 4x3 version, which is the same symbol with the swastika in the middle. It looks like, you know, Great Britain flag. But in the top left corner, it's the 50 stars of our flag. And so, but when I look up this group called the coalition of the willing to power,
which is a fascist group.
Yeah, yeah. It says it's a used prop flag for. Okay, so that this is okay. This is from the movie. All right, that's different. I think this is from the movie V for Vendetta.
The flag that's behind him.
Yeah, hold on. Let me. Yeah, yeah. No, 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 no. Hold on. I got to make sure. I got to make sure this is all real.
I see. Well, I'm going to let me play.
No, yeah, yeah. It's British fascist. So I don't know. But the other one was used in the movie V for Vendetta. So.
But they're supposed to be British fascists?
This is the Imperial Fascist League was a British fascist political movement founded by Arnold Leese in 1929 after he broke away from the British fascists. It included black-shirted paramilitary arm called the Fascist Legion, modeled after the Italian fascist. The group espoused anti-Semitism and the dominance of the Aryan race.
You don't say.
Yeah. It says they dissolved in 1939, but we know a lot of these guys... I mean,
dissolved?
You know,
it's like, really? Do you think guy's dissolved? I mean, his brain is probably, yeah, but
I don't know. Who knows what it is? It could be this fascist league flag. It could be a Confederate flag. I mean, honestly, every one of whichever one, right? Whichever it's Confederate, whichever it's fascist, whatever it might be, both of them lasted mere years in actual existence, and these guys are still clinging on to a dead fucking dream.
Well, it's going to die a horrible death here in this country because, really, honestly, this guy is mainstream Republican at this point. Listen to his mainstream Republican, real America first Nazi ideas. Listen here.
I don't care. They're tearing our world down. They're burning it all up. And they're anti-white opposition.
And that's it. They're anti-white opposition.
Right, because and I'm sorry, but who's burning it down? Who's tearing it up? Right? It's almost like there's a group of people that might, I don't know, believe in, I don't know, being racist, anti-Semitic, just straight up bigoted all around. They want to control women's bodies. If they don't get their way, like during the 2020 BLM protests, there was the guy that was in Minnesota who caused fires in many places, like the Minneapolis police station, as well as that auto zone.
Boogaloo Boys.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they're Nazis. Like,
oh.
Nazis. Yeah,
exactly. Like, oh no, look, it's all these BLM people, and it's like, wait, but each one of these guys were white, and they were fucking boogaloo, and they're this person racist, and they're white supremacists. So anyway, if you ever hear anyone be like, oh, they cost $2 billion in damage, maybe take a step back and look at the people who actually started the destruction, who actually burned these things down.
Don't you find it kind of funny that the people who blame the lie on BLM on these people burning these buildings down are the same people who have the same views and policies and ideology as Hammer does on women's health care? Isn't that kind of funny?
Crazy.
I wonder what that could be. I wonder if that has anything to
do
with it.
There's a Venn diagram, and it's almost a complete circle.
It's almost like Republicans are Nazis or something. Huh? It's almost like I've been saying that. Speaking of Nazis, here they are in Boston. This is a different sect of Nazis, though. This is the Patriot Front. I have to say. The Patriot Front's uniforms. I mean, if we're going to be objective here, right? Mm-hmm. Patriot Front's uniforms are much more preppy than the Ohio Nazis.
Yeah, I mean,
Hammer's guys there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're very basic. You can find a blue shirt anywhere. You try to find a red jacket somewhere. Good luck.
Right. Man. It's almost like the difference between Target and Walmart. Like Hammer's Nazis. He's like, look, go to Walmart, get you a pair of black boots, black slacks, white socks. Don't forget the white socks because white power, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And then get you a red shirt and we'll iron on a design on the front. That's the Walmart version. That's Hammer's version, right?
Yeah.
And then Patriot Fronts are like, Walmart? Who shops at Walmart? We shop at Target, okay?
It's not Target.
Target. Oh, that's what it is.
We get our deals at Target.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
No, funny story. I did when I made a couple sketches that were making fun of Patriot Front when they were at the Lincoln Memorial, and also when they were
I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry, Sherry Don. You got me. It isn't Target. It is Old Navy.
Yeah. But I will say this: I did go to Target to buy a blue shirt to finish the costume that I had when I was pretending to be the Patriot Front. So I used it in both my U-Hail.
So you did get this U-Hail shirt.
Commercial. I went to Target and I bought a blue shirt, so I know where they get them.
Oh, okay.
And
okay,
I had fair a blue
enough.
Shirt.
Fair I'm enough.
Saying I went to Target, Target. That's where I got it.
Fair enough. Here is here is a Patriot Front, and it looks like they're on an L or a train.
Yeah. I think Boston. It's like their metro.
Did they call their metro the L?
No, because it's not elevated. The only places they have elevated trains are
Green Line. They call it the line. The Green Line.
Right. Yeah. A lot of places are more on the ground level. You've got New York elevated train, Chicago elevated train. Those are the L that you get.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm a country boy. What the fuck you want from me?
You know, it's okay. You know, you can't be like these coastal elites, you know?
Yeah. Well, we have Subways where I'm from, but you go get a sandwich there. You get you a sandwich. An Italian BMT, $5 footlongs. Okay, let's see what these $5 footlongs have to offer here in Boston on the Green Line.
Sí, díganle. Y diles, oye, son unos nazis de mierda, cabrón. Y les da risa. Ahí ven, pendejos. Mira, apenas saqué la cámara. Why don't you show me your face again? Because you're afraid, right? You're afraid to be identified? This guy and his man. Shut up! I'm not talking to you, bitch! You talk to me when I talk to you. You talk to me when I talk to you. Shut up. So check this out. And he's laughing. Ha, 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 ha. You're an idiot. All of these guys, right, need to come to Massachusetts to spread their hate. They come to Massachusetts to spread their hate because they have nothing else to spread by hate.
Gabe Sanchez, I don't know everything that he said there, but this is exactly how you would treat Nazis.
Yeah, he basically said he called them scared Nazis. Right. He called them, you know, pieces of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty funny because I could not stop laughing. I was like, oh, look, Patriot Front. And I was not expecting.
Right. The voice.
Spanish to come right out of the gate. And I was like, this is fucking amazing.
I mean, just like, boom. Yeah. He did not hesitate. He did not quit. He did not stop.
It was pretty good. But yeah, so I guess.
He did not see that coming.
Yeah, they did not see
that
coming.
Yeah, that's true. They did not. The Nazis did not see that coming.
But it's, I guess the account, if you go to the account.
Yeah, there's another video here. Let me see.
But I guess he was following them.
Damn it. It's Rod Weber.
Yeah.
He's put out a few videos.
Well, he had the video with the guy who was the crazy.
I want to show part of that. I want to show, and I want to show another video that he released this morning. Rod did some great interviews that have kind of went viral online. And here's another.
Because there will be.
Here's another video from that thread. Let's watch this one.
Everybody, say hi to Rod Weber.
What's up, Rod?
Say hi to Rod Weber. You see this? Look at this! Bitches covering their faces. This motherfuckers, because they're afraid to bring their face. They cannot show their face because they will be shamed publicly.
Oh man, they definitely don't want to lose.
It's true. I mean, all of these guys do not want to show their face. They're like, oh, I'm not going to be here on Monday, guys. I'm taking a little R&R, and by that I mean marching in my little underwear face covering.
Bunch of fucking Nazis. And again, the reason why I want to show you this stuff, the audience, is how much it feels like they're, I don't know, Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just hammer there with his policy on women's health care. It really does feel like that he votes, identifies, and he likes Republican politicians. That's who
it's almost like if you were like, hey, who are you going to vote for in 2024? He'd be like, Trump. And Trump only?
You think that's what he would say? Come
Trump
on.
for president, Trump for VP. And you're like, this Trump not, you can't for even, that's God. Not even, that's not even probably like Trump for Speaker of the House.
Hey, Trump for the whole Senate. No, wait. So I was in the Carrie Lake Twitter space.
Oh,
listen
yeah.
to
yeah,
her
yeah.
fucking
was,
puke up
busy.
All the same old lives, say shit,
looking
different
for
diaper.
Pies yesterday when that was happening.
So I went into the Twitter space to listen to that fucking scumbag talk a little bit.
Yeah.
And of course, it's always the same old lie, same shit, different diaper. But I will say a little bit of the breaking news, because someone asked Kerry Lake if that cunt was going to run. And I said, cunt, that I said it. I said, record it, put it out May 1st, 1:20 p.m. Eastern time. Tony called Kerry Lake a cunt. She blocked me, by the way, because I said she had sour grapes. Anyways, the point is this, the little bit of news that she made in this space, I thought the rest of it, again, was all the same shit, different diaper. You know, I won when I lost, and because I lost, I'm going to take this all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to give me what I want. Get the fuck out of here. The Supreme Court's going to the national Supreme Court's going to overturn the Arizona state election. Get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. You are a bonehead. Anyways, the news was someone asked her if she's going to run with Trump as his VP.
Ooh.
And Kerry Lake didn't say she wouldn't, but what she did say, and I fucking started laughing hysterically, is she was like, I actually don't think Trump needs a running mate. He can run all by himself. I'm like, that is fantastic. Let's do that, please. Let's do that. Let's make sure Donald Trump does not pick a vice presidential candidate, and he isn't going to pick a vice president until he becomes president. Yeah, let's do that.
Trump is like, I was so tired of carrying Mike Pence on my back and mother that I'm going to do it by myself this time. I'm going to run the White House just unilaterally. It's going to be me and me only.
But she literally said that shit, that he's going to run all by himself.
She's also the same person who was like, these people from the East Coast, these elites showed up to my door.
Whoa. Elites from where?
The East Coast.
What? You mean like Manhattan?
Yeah, Manhattan.
Or Queens?
In other places like Manhattan.
In like Queen. In a big, huge, tall building that they own? With like golden elevators and shit. It's almost like
there's a place with the big T on the front and the rest of the name is Rump. Those coastal elites. Yeah.
Right. Those coastal elites. It was probably different. It was probably different.
Yeah, probably different elites. Ones. Right. Of course. Probably right. I mean, it's definitely not the Florida coastal elites. But I guess supposedly, remember when at CPAC she said that some mysterious people, mm-hmm. you know, backed by big money from the coast.
I'm sure she has the evidence stored somewhere.
Yeah. She's like, they showed up to my house, knocked on my door and told me, we'll offer you a large sum of money to not run. Oh, get the fuck out of here, bitch. No one's offering you any money to not run. We're all watching you embarrass yourself. Yeah. You got a grift going on. That's all you, but no one's coming to your door to say, hey, we'll pay you to not run. That's how much of a threat we see. Nobody sees her as a threat.
Democrats want Kerry Lake to be in politics, to be quite honest. Let's do it. Yeah. Hell, listen,
let's make it easy. Be the
vice presidential candidate and be the United States Senate candidate. Do both.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron DeSantis is changing. Hey, Ron DeSantis is trying to change law so he can get in this race, which he's not going to get into. You should do the same, Kerry. You should do the same. But she did. I mean, she blocked me.
She'll be the first female senator, governor, VP.
Right.
I mean, honestly, I just got to say, if we're talking about like really moving the needle forward for the female demographic, wow. You know, Kerry Lake, she is a true thought leader.
Oh, my God.
And a purveyor, a fighter of the women's rights to have those three positions as a fucking liar. You know?
So there was a few questions that were leveled towards her that were like, how in the fuck is anyone going to take you seriously on this next election if you can't even stop talking about the fucking last one?
Right.
It's been 2 years, dummy.
Yeah.
By the time you get to where you're going to run for something, it's going to be damn near 4 years and you're still going to be talking about the last one, trying to run for the next one. The other question I think was totally legitimate. And I think a right winger asked it and they're worried. They're like, don't you think that all this election fraud talk is actually going to suppress our own vote? Like they're mm-hmm. like, this is really worrying that because there's a lot of people in the right wing that are saying, don't go vote because it's not worth it. That's what happened in Georgia in the runoff. Christy right. here says, if the sea fits, Christy on Facebook, I think you're saying if the sea fits, like Kerry Lake is spelled with a C, maybe cunt, Kerry cunt. Mm. I don't know. That could be it. Speaking of cunts, I'm cunts with a Q, cunts with a Q. Don't get offended. It's just cunts with a Q. Okay. It's a different kind of cunt, kind of different breed. If you want to tell that, this is Rob Weber too. He's the one that was shooting the video, in the subway there. Here he is, interviewing Captain Q here. And this is like 7 minutes long, and it goes on and on. Gabe Sanchez, mm-hmm. This has got 3 million views. This is some it's wild ass shit. It's a wild ride, and it's worth watching all 7 minutes. But we're not going to watch the full 7 minutes here because I got some more video I want to get to. But let's just get a little taste of what this bonehead believes.
All right, so we are at a Donald Trump rally. Why don't you tell me your name and what are you doing here?
So my name is Mike. I'm from Merrimack, New Hampshire. And I'm here to see my favorite president in the whole world, Donald Trump.
And why is he your favorite?
Because he does what he says. Gets it done.
Did he build the wall?
I believe he is, and I believe the mainstream.
But he didn't.
No. I believe that's just lies by the mainstream media, and they're covering up the truth.
Okay, so there's going to be a theme here, Gabe Sanchez, that anything that is in opposition of what this guy has been told online,
right,
on his Uncle Harold's Facebook page and the QAnon has pumped through that Facebook page, everything that he does not want to believe is a lie told by the media. That's going to be a theme here, I have a feeling. Actually, I know it because I've watched this video, but let's continue.
You win the election?
Absolutely.
And why isn't he in office?
You know what? I mean, if you know what this shirt means.
Q, what is this shirt?
Q is it's a mix of different things, but it's basically saying that the world is not how it seems. The media is all fake.
Yeah.
The media is not reporting accurate information.
So not reporting that he is actually in office?
What I believe, What actually quite a few Trump supporters believe is that.
Listen up, folks. Listen up. The Nazis believe. Excuse me. The Trump supporters believe this. Are you listening? Make sure you're listening because this is really important here.
Trump is still the president right now. He is running a shadow presidency, possibly from Mar-a-Lago. The White House, the real White House, is shut down.
So you don't like how everything's going with him in office still?
Fuck.
So I believe that it's all a movie we're watching. Yep. That's what I.
It's all a movie. Listen, I've been saying this for a long time. We are at the intersection of WrestleMania and real life, and there is a huge QAnon superstore on the corner. Folks, and there is a bunch of dumb motherfuckers going in there buying shirts.
I mean, it sounds like they're having a goddamn clearance sale and everyone's running in and running out. They're fucking just raiding the place.
Oh my God. I mean, this guy in the 7 minutes, he says some of the dumbest shit you have ever heard of in your life.
He's and like, really, not just me, quite a few Trump supporters believe this. Oh,
almost all of them. Almost
we believe
all of
that
them.
The movie Face Off between Nicolas Cage and John Travolta was actually an early documentary setting in which Joe Biden is not actually in office, but it's Donald Trump. But Joe Biden isn't actually Joe Biden. Joe Biden is played by James Woods. It's fucking crazy, man.
He says that shit. He says James in this clip. He says,
I know.
But the craziest part is he admits that he's such a bonehead that he believes that the whole thing is a movie. And listen, I could go on and listen to this for
at this point. I honestly wish this was a movie because at least I'd be like, oh, great. Credits roll and we're done. I can go back home.
Right. Exactly.
But every day I wake up and I go, oh, shit, it's a fucking same scene again. God damn it. You know, it's like an ongoing series. Right. Well, but you look at these people and you're like, how brainwashed. You're the most gullible people. I've come to a point where I'm just like, look, I can't deprogram all of you.
No,
maybe
it's
a
not
few,
gonna happen.
But it's not going to happen. When the guy goes, what is Q? Well, if you know anything about this T-shirt, like that's the fucking explanation you give to be like, hey, here's a question for you. He's like, well, you look at this T-shirt, where we go one, we go all. That's
gotcha,
the answer.
Bitch.
And
gotcha,
it's like, that's
bitch.
That's not a new, no. Shut the fuck up.
So in 2020, right? During the COVID and during the George Floyd protest, this is where QAnon really started to grab hold, right?
Oh, they love those Q drops, those little fucking poop drops.
Well, in 2020, QAnon really grabbed a hold of these people. And I was on the phone with a friend of mine And this friend of mine, we used to like professional wrestling when I was a teenager, right? A young teenager, like 10 to 14. Maybe I was still watching when I was 16 or 17. And really, honestly, I like to go back and watch some of the nostalgic clips of Hulk Hogan and Sting and some of that wrestling that happened when I was a kid. But I knew it was fake. But here's the, fake, I mean, it was scripted. Fake? It's an entertainment. It's entertainment. Now, here's what I'll say. This guy looks like this. Okay. Look at the shirt and the hat. I mean, looks like a wrestling fan, but my friend, while I was on the phone with him, he would watch wrestling like in his adult life, every once in a while to try to keep up with it. And he's like, you know what? These Trump fans and this QAnon thing is, it's professional wrestling. And I was like, ding, 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 ding. And that's where I coined the idea that we are at the intersection of WrestleMania and real life. This bonehead Mike normally wears like Stone Cold Steve Austin shirts, right? And he's for the foil, right? He's for the bad guy, right? He's the one who loves the bad guy.
He loves the heel?
He loves the heel. He loves the heel. He's got the whoever the heel is, he's going to buy the t-shirts. He's going to root for the bad guy. That's what this is. That's what this is. They're pretending, but it's melted into real life because they've turned politics.
Oh, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, you've now, like, there's like a binding that happened between this thing. It's like fucking, there's like a symbiosis, right? They have like, there's a fucking, like if anyone, you know, watch or reads like the Venom comics, right? From Spider-Man, you're like, oh, look, this alien thing that just became part of me and I can't really detach it from myself. Like I've accepted that it is me. It is part of me. And you look at these people who are Q and they have shirts that say, you know, their fucking catchphrase is where we go one, we go all, right? Which is funny when you've got a group of people that are saying like, we're not sheep. We're not sheep. And then you're like, wait, If sheep Maka. Move Maka. Together, they're moving as one, right? They're all moving together in a herd. Oh, and you also are moving together in a herd. And you also wear the same thing. So you look the same. So you appear the same. So at the end of the day, aren't you all doing the fucking same thing? Looking the same?
Well, I want to push back the on sheep. You. I want to push back on you a bit. They don't all look the same. Look at this QAnoner here. Now this,
that's the one that he kissed.
Oh, watch this shit. Watch this. This is. You think Mike was wild? Watch this one.
Look it up right now. 2020, the dumpster fire. Oh my God. Donald Trump does all the time. I'm gonna grab by the pussy. Trump that bitch. All that shit. What's all this stuff out here? Why does he say that?
You know why he says that?
Tell me.
Because most of the so-called women in Hollywood are men. So they, in order to find out, make sure they aren't men, you got to grab them by the pussy.
What? Did she say? I think she said she wants to check people's genitalia.
It sounded now, like now she was wondering. Like the only way to know if there's a vagina there or not is to grab them by the dick and balls.
Well,
which again is sexual assault. Either gender,
but,
right?
But here's the thing. Republicans are putting this crazy bitch's ideas in the policy.
They're
trying to pass laws. They're trying to pass laws to check children's genitalia at sporting events. You think I'm the fucking nut job? Everyone's like, oh, Tony, you're going too far. This is ridiculous. These are nut jobs. These aren't actual Republicans. Bullshit. The last guy, Hammer. His name is Hammer. He wants to make sure that women do not have control over their bodies in case there's war brides. Okay, this woman wants to check people's genitalia to make sure they're male or female. The Republicans are putting these policies into place. What don't you understand? What don't you get? Where the Republican Party's at? Why is it that we have to sit here and do the whole, well, Joe Biden's old and he may be challenged by an independent with the no label. Oh my God. I'm being forced to vote for Joe Biden. Get the fuck out of here with this nonsense. Do you know who the threat is to our democracy? Do you know who the threat is to our way of life? It is this fucking crazy ass bitch that Republican politicians are listening to going, hey, you know, that's not a bad idea. Grabbing people by the pussy to check their genitalia. My comfort isn't compromised with their genitalia.
I gotta point something out here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So ahead. she says, right, and I don't know, he, she, whatever she goes by.
Right.
Whatever they go by.
Whatever pronouns
whatever,
are.
Whatever.
Dumb and fuck.
I don't know.
I might be her
I'm
pronouns.
I'm not sure what kind of MAGA alien shit this right. is going on, mm-hmm. but I've seen that person before at other rallies. Anyway, this person says, the only way to know if they're actually men or women or whatever is to really grab them because these women in Hollywood are actual men. Okay, so what she's advocating for is assault, right? Sexual assault. Now, you also have to remember that these QAnon MAGA people are also the ones who want to save the children from the Hollywood pedophiles, right? So now you've got MAGA people or Republicans grabbing supposed pedophiles by their own genitalia to check if they are the gender that they say they are.
It's like weird
it's
shit,
fucking
man.
Weird, right? It's, like it's
they're
so
fucking weirdos.
Fucking weird. And what makes it worse is the fact of what you brought up, which is it's not adults. They are trying to check adults in terms of what bathrooms you can go in. But to go further, they're trying to check children to say, hey, you shouldn't actually be on this sports team, whatever it might be, because your birth certificate says this and you identify
well,
as
or someone just wants to check to make sure what genitalia that underage
yeah,
person
I mean,
has.
Look, they're like,
it's
gonna
weird
take a peek.
Stuff, man. It's weird stuff. It's weird stuff, but it's not surprising that Republican politicians are doing these real weird policies because they're listening to nut jobs like this. Listen, right. Take a listen.
Would you grab me by the pussy?
No, but you probably have one.
Oh, hey. Do you want to find out?
No. I'm perfectly happy not to not to look at that.
Oh, wow. What Fair a enough. Fucking
so
pussy.
What's your name?
Wouldn't
what are you doing?
I'm Mickey Larson Olson. I'm a 21-year retired Air Force Iraq war veteran.
Here is the video of her with Trump. If you're wondering who this person is, there was a hoopla where he was in a pizza joint, right? Isn't that what this is?
Yeah. He had a slice of pizza. You know, Sherry asked a good question. Is she dressed in drag?
I mean, if this was in Tennessee, that'd be a legitimate question. You'd probably want to call the authorities.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's laws in Tennessee now, and you might want to call the authorities if that's the case, because apparently this person is a danger to children. In Tennessee dressed like that. But here is this person possibly dressed in drag.
Do we know? Okay, wait. Do we know if she actually was in the military or is she another one of those fucking?
I have no idea. Okay. I can't confirm. Now, she is a January 6th.
Yeah, we know that. What was
she
her
went
name?
To jail. Mickey Larson Olson. Here it is on the screen there. See it there? Mickey Larson dash
got it.
Hyphen Olson. But going back to the part of the tape where it's showing this person in this costume, where the fuck is it? I'm looking for the Trump part because she's standing in a costume next to someone in Trump drag. I don't know if you noticed that in this pizza place. Oh, shit. Hang on. I got to restart the fucking thing. This is ridiculous. Okay.
Oh, 2020 the dumpster fuck.
Here it is right there. Okay, so here it is. Here she is standing looking at someone in Trump drag. You see that? He's got the fake hair. He's got makeup on.
That's crazy.
That's a hell of a Trump drag costume. Let's see what happens here.
Also, January 6th.
Oh, he kissed her. He kissed her. He didn't grab her. He didn't grab her.
Grab her by the pussy, huh?
He didn't grab her. He must have known what her genitalia was, maybe. I don't know.
You're there?
Yeah.
I was in jail for January 6th.
Nice. What did you do?
Unlawful entry, capital.
Oh, did you break shit?
No, I did not.
Why not?
I refused because.
Steal a podium?
Us Trump supporters didn't do that.
Oh, man.
You'll find out.
Antifa did it, right?
That's right.
Oh my God! With the Antifa, she's like, I was there, and it was Antifa.
Go to the clip. The link I just sent you.
What is this one?
So I looked her up, and I found her.
Oh my God! Don't tell me. Is this a video?
Yeah, it's a video.
Okay,
this is the person that's in that drag.
It is. Let's listen.
Uh-huh.
15 seconds. It's not very long. And it's
no.
Hi, my name is Master Sergeant Mickey Larson Olson. I'm over here in Baghdad, Iraq. I'd just like to wish everybody back in America happy holidays. Thank you.
Whoa. What kind of woke ass shit is that, Gates Engine?
I don't
Happy
know, man.
Holidays. What is she, a Democrat?
War on Christmas,
what
I'll tell you that
much.
What the
fuck? Are you shitting me?
I'm just saying.
Are you telling me that she participated in state-funded propaganda to kill Christmas in her uniform? Are you kidding me?
She said it. She's like, I want to wish everyone back home a happy holidays. And this is your government, the industrial military complex, that is telling you right now, happy holidays. Also, I just fucking killed Santa, bitch.
Merry fucking Christmas, bitch. Oh, wow. That's wild stuff. That's wild stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, so I was skeptical that she was who she said she was. And she, in fact, was a fucking veteran. I'll just tell you this, man. Might be another reason that we need to invest more money in veteran affairs, right?
Well, or mental health care in this country. I mean
we know that Republicans don't want to fund those things.
No. They just want to have thoughts and prayers for
right,
it.
Right.
Thoughts and prayers.
Have you seen George Santos going back and forth with?
No, he was. I was talking about him earlier because I was seeing what was trending. What's the video? Do you have the video that? Is it the one where he's talking to his constituents? Is that the?
Well, there's one video like that, but he's having a back and forth. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
Well, I mean, the one thing that I'll tell you about George Santos is that the guy knows how to work his lies back into the news. I mean, it's incredible. And you've had a few communications with.
Yeah, I've actually. He finally blocked me. You want to read the text messages that I sent him?
is the video the one where he's at the city council and nonsensical, not really impactful jobs, dog catcher? What is this? What the fuck is this?
I don't know.
Patriot Takes put this out. I think it was
on
yesterday.
The 30th.
Let's.
Yeah, there was.
So when you go back home and you're. GOP apparatus says, no, you're too young. Go be dog catcher. Go be city council or town councilman or whatever nonsensical, non-really impacting job you don't want to do. But that's the only option that they're.
Whoa. Is he disparaging city council and dog catchers?
I mean, he sounds like he's saying that those aren't real jobs.
It feels like he's demeaning dog catchers to
me. He's like,
you know what's funny about that? You know what's funny about him demeaning dog catchers?
The dude
has a dog charity where he's stealing money from people using dogs.
But we also know that there were dogs under his care that he lost, and we don't know where that is.
God, this
so this is a real. I'm gonna read. This is a real text message that I have with George Santos.
Okay,
all right?
Go ahead. Here. Wait, so I'm gonna put you in full screen. Go ahead.
I texted him a few times, and he finally responded to one of my texts. And it was on Friday, March 24th at 2:44 p.m. Pacific. I said, any comment on accepting a deal with prosecutors in Brazil after saying in December 2022 that you did not commit a crime in Brazil? And if you remember, on March 24th, that was the day that CNN released news that he had, in fact, agreed and made a deal with Brazilian prosecutors. He then responded and said, no deal has been made. This news is not factual and is absolutely contrarian. That what my lawyer is telling me, not how you use that word, I'd go back to the drawing board and pick another form of smearing me. Now, previously, he said that I was smearing him when I brought up the story about the dogs. It ends up being true. So then I say, in response, I say, so just to clarify, you stand by your statement, in quotes, I am not a criminal here, not here or in Brazil or any jurisdiction in the world. Absolutely not. That didn't happen. Then fast forward to last Tuesday when it was released by the Brazilian CNN coverage that he, in fact, did agree to a deal and that they were finalizing and signing off. And part of the agreement was that he had to apologize to the victim, the elderly man he stole money from, the checks, and also had to pay a fine. Right. So then I said, Mr. Santos, now that a settlement has been reached with your Brazilian prosecutors, would you like to correct your previous statement or are you still denying any criminal activity? No response, had me on red. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to throw another one out there. In case you forgot, your previous statement was, I am not a criminal here, blah, 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 that didn't happen. And since you now agreed to formally confess to the crime and pay compensation to the victim, When and where will that take place? And then he's like, who is this? I don't have this number saved. And I go, I'm an independent journalist. Would you like to comment or change your previous statement regarding your criminal activity in Brazil? Your statement on 3/24/2023 that you agreed to a deal with prosecutors, you said you didn't. And he goes, I don't speak to unnamed people. Well, I don't speak to people with fucking 50 aliases, but here I am.
So what you're saying is that George Santos is still a liar. Is that what you're saying?
Still a liar. Still a liar? Still a liar. So yeah, that was March 24th, and then that was last Tuesday on whatever that was. And it's fucking hilarious because his ability to say that it's fake news, it's just a smear campaign, even though it's been confirmed in the press that he did have this agreement, confirmed by both his own lawyer and also Brazilian prosecutors. And he's like, no, that's a lie. Oh, no, all this, that's it's a smear campaign. They're coming after me. I'm the real victim. Really pulling a Trump card on this one. Poor guy. This video is fucking hilarious. I made a joke about his outfit here because
we'll go through the fashion part of it here in a second. Let's listen to the substance of his lies because it's George Santos, so it's all fucking lies. It's always a lie with this guy. Let's listen. And if you're wondering what the truth is, just listen to him and you'll
just think the opposite. Be right. Like, oh, got it. Okay, the opposite.
Right. Let's listen.
Hey guys, Congressman George Santos here.
Hey guys,
just wanted to clear up the.
That is funny. Let's start that over.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. It's Congressman George Santos.
It's Congressman George Santos here. I got a surrender on the day. This surrender is so cool. It's got a zipper. Zip, 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 zip.
I don't know. He's a performer, isn't he? I figured he knows how to sing. Let's listen to
George Santos. Hey, guys.
Congressman George Santos here. Just wanted to clear up the disinformation coming out of the White House. The Republicans did not pass a bill.
Oh, if you're looking for someone to debunk disinformation.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. If there was anyone,
the fuck?
I just want to say for a guy who wants to call out other people's disinformation, he should probably shut the fuck up considering the fact that everything that he has ever told anyone, I'm talking fucking anyone, even God, okay? Anything he's ever told anyone has been a goddamn lie. The guy is a walking fraud. Okay?
Who the fuck is like, you know what? I need to know what's going on in the world. Let me run to George Santos's social media so I can get the truth. Who are these motherfuckers? Are you kidding me? Who is the hey guys? Hey guys, you believe my lies? What the fuck? Okay, keep going, buddy. Let's see what the truth is.
Bill, defunding veteran services, defunding SNAP supports and welfare supports. We did no such thing. This is just more disinformation from an administration that is struggling to sell to the American people that the chaos that is going on in our country is not their fault. Stay tuned to more updates of what's actually going to take place as now Speaker McCarthy has a seat at the table and will negotiate hard on behalf of the American people to get spending under control.
Oh my God.
We're gonna negotiate really hard.
He's like, make sure to stay up to date. So turn on the bell notification and make sure to follow me, guys.
Subscribe for all the lies. Ding, ding, ding,
smash
ding, ding.
That like button.
Hey guys.
Oh my god. For anyone for anyone on YouTube, make sure to subscribe and also hit that like button.
You're right.
Okay. And also make sure the bell notifications on so you don't miss any of this.
Right, because we will bring you the George Santos lies so you know exactly what the fucking truth is. Oh my god.
He's like, I'll be back tomorrow from the back of my truck. Like also Marjorie Taylor Greene that was in the truck with her boyfriend doing an interview after I got ran out of New York City after I tried to have a non-permitted protest
where I got ran away by
F-words
and whistles.
Ran away. George Santos cried. Marjorie Taylor Greene was all, they were attacking me. Oh my God.
Let's go through the fashion. Let's go through the fashion. Go ahead. And then we're going to go through the fashion.
So the one thing I want to bring up here is George Santos talks about this bill, right? The bill that he's like, okay, McCarthy's doing so great.
They're trying, what the Republicans are trying to do is hold the American economy hostage.
Right. You want to know George Santos has an amendment or presented an amendment that was part of this, this bill. It was so inside of this debt ceiling bill that they had, he proposed, and I don't know if it was actually accepted or I haven't followed up, but as of a week ago, it was in this bill where he wanted to increase the work requirements in order to get healthcare benefits.
Wait, so you're meaning he's wanting to take away benefits from people? Is that
yes.
what he's
yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. So this is what it translates to. He wants to increase the work requirements from 20 hours mm-hmm. to 30 hours so that anyone who's working could actually. So basically, he's trying to make new work requirements even tougher. The guy who lied about almost every job on his resume in terms of employment is now trying to make it harder for people to get benefits by increasing it by 10 hours. So if you no longer had to work the 20-hour part-time hours, you now have to work 30 hours, which is 10 hours shy of the full-time 40 hours. So the idea that this guy's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to make it harder for everyone else. Now that I got in this power, this position of power, fuck my constituents and fuck anybody who's ever trying to make ends meet by working a job or only able to work 20 hours because of whatever their conditions or situation might be. Fuck them. They got to work 30 if they want any sort of benefits anywhere in terms of the Medicaid work requirements. So fuck them.
You know
and
what?
That's the type of person that he is. He would be the exact recipient of something like this.
Yes, because we know he's absolutely. Not
a we know he didn't make money on Wall Street. He wasn't a fucking Wall Street whiz kid or anything like that.
Made all that shit up.
Scam artist. So this is the guy that would be the direct beneficiary of that rule, right? To say like, oh, it's 20 hours. Republicans were like, yeah, 20 hours is fine. We're good. And George Santos, hold my fucking beer. Here's 30 hours.
Have you ever seen the Seinfeld episode where George Costanza, not George Santos, but George Costanza is trying to keep his unemployment benefits and he lies to the unemployment office and tells him he's Vandalay Industries, right?
Oh,
and he gives him Jerry's number and he has to tell Jerry to make sure to answer his phone, Vandalay Industries.
Right.
He's like, what do we sell? We sell latex. We sell latex. I'm a latex salesman. I'm your latex salesman. So as the episode ticks on, there's one part where the phone rings and Kramer picks up the phone and Kramer's like, hello. And he's like, Vanda who? Vanda what? Vanda who? And George is in the bathroom taking a shit and he runs out and he's got his pants around his leg. He's like, Vandalay Industries. And he lays on the floor. And of course, Kramer hangs up the phone, right? And Jerry walks through the door and sees George laying on the floor with his pants down around his ankles. And he says, and you want to be my latex salesman. But that is George Santos. He works for Vandalay Industries, a company that does not exist. And he wants people to have a work requirement. Well, George Santos, I got a requirement for you. I want to have a truth requirement for your dumbass in Congress. You said this about his outfit.
Yeah.
You said with the number
and
of
the
layers.
The reason I said this to give everyone context is because he decided, you know, he wasn't invited to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Boo-hoo. So he decided to do a little fashion review of people's dresses and outfits on that went to it. And he says, oh man, you'd think that the racks
pulled
were
them
empty
off the rack or at, some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, they pulled them off. These dresses were
where else
the
do you
rack.
Get a dress? I'm being serious. I don't know. If someone's like, hey, go get a dress, I would go to a dress store. I am just saying, like if I need a pair of cowboy boots, I'd go where they sell cowboy. I don't know. Maybe I'm fucking off my rocker, but I would go to a store that where they had dresses on the rack. I didn't understand what he was saying. I think
he was basically trying to say that these
it's not
these,
a custom dress or
it's not
like
custom.
Made.
It's not designer. It's the common people.
I don't know anything about fashion.
And I just want to point out something. Remember when Michelle Obama was in office, you know where she got her dresses from?
Where?
Common places like Target and other places. And she fucking rocked that shit.
What a bitch.
What a fucking
where the hell else would you? I don't, I don't know. I buy my shit from a show.
Dude, you can get dresses from wherever. It doesn't fucking matter.
I think they have them.
You can be a super powerful, important, influential person, and you can get them from various places, right?
Right. And places that
normal people like us can go to and afford, right? And that's the whole fucking point of what's going on. But the fact that he's like, oh, you're not wearing your Gucci or your Louis Vuitton or your other one or this is this.
Remember when they freaked out about AOC's dress? Remember when they freaked out about AOC? Yeah. Oh, they freaked the fuck out. They freaked out about how sexy AOC looked in that dress.
Also, it also looks like, wait. Oh, I didn't read this one.
Is that the wrong one?
That's the best interest, but we may not realize, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. The one that I meant to say was, this one, J. Crew was also a thing. So she wore dresses. And again, J. Crew's like, you know, it's not too expensive.
And then a name brand.
It's a name brand. I mean, I buy like button up shirts from there.
I don't fucking know anything about fashion. Look at me. I wear a black fucking t-shirt. What do you want?
I got a shirt with a fucking cat and hold on. The cat. And then when you pull it down,
he's giving now that's fashion, bitch.
The middle finger.
That's fashion, bitch. Okay, well, I got to get to the fashion review because we're almost at 2 hours. Jesus Christ. We didn't even get to the correspondence dinner clips. God,
we'll get to it tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. Nazis and George Santos. What are you going to do? With the number of layers George Santos is wearing, you'd think he'd just empty the racks at Kohl's and Macy's. You know what? Maybe he's taking fashion tips from Steve Bannon. I don't know. I mean,
you know, a lot of people in the comments were saying,
were they saying Steve Bannon?
They were like, all it's missing is three pens.
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve Bannon does weirdly put three of the same exact pen.
Yeah.
In his layers there, in his little shirt, whichever, like the sixth shirt he puts on, he puts the pens in the sixth shirt.
Right.
I wonder if the guy wears a girdle. Then he puts like a white beater on. Then he's got a t-shirt, and then he's got another t-shirt, and then he's got to put a button up, a short sleeve button up, and then a long sleeve button up, then a sweater vest, sweater, and then his jacket, and then his coat. Like that.
I mean, it's a typical move for anyone who shoplifts. You know, where they like wear the layers, right? Or it's any move so where
you can't tell
somebody put in Joey from Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And where he comes in and he's wearing all of Chandler's clothes. Yeah.
He's even got his underwear on, I think, in the joke, in the bit. See, listen, we're throwback here at the Tony Michaels podcast. Seinfeld.
Back to the 90s.
And Friends references.
The 90s, man. When you can afford stuff.
Well, we're almost out of time, but did you see Dee Schneider did something really stupid this morning?
No.
What's the guy from Kiss over the weekend that released the statement? Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley.
And they're buying up right wing talking points here. And this is a tough one to swallow because Dee's not an idiot normally, Dee Schneider. And really it's the fear mongering over children and underage people transitioning and the parental consent. And I keep telling people this, that the idea of this, of parents getting their consent taken away from them.
Yeah.
Because
they've had parental rights the whole time. No one's ever taken it away.
But the problem is here is that the right wing talking points are leaking into the mainstream. And, Dee Schneider is, it's Paul Stanley who dressed up in makeup and heels and, what most people, I thought a lot of it was could be women's clothing, which I thought Kiss was kind of cool back in the day. Dee Schneider, the same way, a lot of makeup, did his hair, you know, and Dee Schneider went all in on the Paul Stanley kind of bigotry. Again, they're falling for this under the guise that people are forcing children, this Matt Walsh bullshit where they're forcing children to transition. And that's just, it's all fucking lies. It's the same as George Santos lies. It's just fucking lies. And people in the mainstream are starting to get a hold of these lies. And it's sad, but this is what happened. Dee Schneider says, you know what? There was a time where I felt pretty, quote unquote, too. Glad my parents didn't jump on the to any rash conclusions. Listen, folks, this isn't parents jumping to rash conclusions here. And this is few and far between. There's not that many cases out there where parents are going to the point to where it's beyond felt pretty. This is ridiculous. Dee Snider is saying he felt pretty, and that means that somehow because and this is the craziest part to me, because in a few of the comments and stuff, Dee goes on to attack some people and say, you don't think I knew I wore makeup? I wore this. What the fuck does that got to do with anything? That's ridiculous to say, just to say to I mean, maybe you could use that to prove a point. But right. to say because I wore makeup in the 70s and the 80s and I had my hair and clothes that way and I looked a certain way back then when I was young, somehow that makes you part of the trans community. I don't claim to be part of the trans community. I think I got a lot in common with trans people. I'm a human, right? I have mental health issues. I have problems of my own. Mm-hmm. I have money problems every once in a while. I mean, I had a tough time with relationships sometimes. A lot of people don't like me. A lot of motherfuckers don't like me. But it doesn't mean that I understand their experience.
Right.
And when Dee Snider is saying, I used to dress up in costumes and maybe Dee Snider did, he felt pretty and maybe he did.
Yeah. Well, it's belittling and it's demeaning on someone else's experience, especially one that doesn't involve more than just I felt pretty, so I put makeup on. There are people who, you know, they do drag or they wear makeup because of whatever, because that's what they want to do. Sometimes fucking I wear makeup for random things that I'm on. Like, oh, I got a little blemish. Want to cover that up if I'm going out, right? Or like on set, I wear fucking makeup on set all the time because they're like, oh, we have to have this makeup for the costume, or we have to make sure you look like this or whatever. Or, hey, we just want you to look, a clean slate. We want you to look natural, which, you know, if you try to look natural on the camera without makeup, you look worse than natural, right? That's just how it is.
Right.
But when somebody says, you know, like Dee Snider is saying, like, oh, I'm glad my parents didn't jump to any conclusions because I felt pretty. Give me a fucking break. There's a big jump from the, oh, I put on some makeup to I'm going to now do something that I possibly can't come back from. Right?
And what's crazy is that he's equating. And again, this is all because the right wing is doing a damn good job. They're doing a bang up job, folks. And this is why you got to battle it at every fucking turn. They're doing a bang up job to make it seem like every single teenager in this country is being told by their parents that you got to be the opposite sex, which is just not even close to the same universe of the truth. It's not even in the same fucking galaxy. Okay. Yeah. And the idea that Dee Snider is saying, which again, and here's what I'll say about Paul Stanley and Dee Snider. They have the right to say this stupid shit.
Yeah.
They have the right to say it. And they can say,
doesn't mean they're right, ideas. But they can say it.
It doesn't mean they're correct. It doesn't mean they're operating based in fact and what the actual fucking truth is. They're buying right-wing talking points, and I think they'll regret this at some point, to be quite honest with you, when someone that is close to them, level-headed enough and on the same level as them, lets them know that, hey, you're really operating in a non-factual type way when you're saying these things. But Dee Snider has the right to say these things. So does Paul Stanley. And really, honestly, this is a good thing for Dee Snider and Paul Stanley. These folks who dress like this, who put on makeup for a show, who felt pretty, whatever you want to call it. This discourse is exactly what we need. We need to have this out in the mainstream that there is not parents running around forcing every single teenager to transition. That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of. It's stupid as shit. And I've heard a good analogy before we leave, is left-handedness. There was a time in this country, especially, there was no left-handed people. Yeah. There was no left-handed people. And the reason why is because no one would let you be left-handed. You had to learn how to bat right-handed. You had to learn how to play sports right-handed. You had to learn how to write right-handed. Mm-hmm. Anything you did, almost every single manufacturer, when they were manufacturing tools, Gabe Sanchez, right-handed, baby, all of it's right-handed. And the reason why is because they didn't want left-handed just didn't exist. It was just a thing that people did, and you can learn how to be right-handed. Okay. Right. Now, when when we finally acknowledged in this country that left-handed people existed and we stopped with the right-handed bullshit, guess what happened? Guess what happened? All of a sudden, the amount of left-handed people skyrocketed. It isn't because there wasn't left-handed people before that. And all of a sudden, everyone wanted to be left-handed. Parents are like, look, my teenager's going to be hip and you're going to be left-handed, okay? Because right. there's a left-handed mind virus out there and I've got it and I'm going to make you left-handed. It's really stupid shit. The reason why people became left-handed is because there was always left-handed people. They just weren't allowed to be left-handed. Yep. Society didn't allow that. And literally, people, my uncle is left-handed. He's in construction. He has a lot of left-handed tools and he has a lot of right-handed tools. And the reason why is because when you're working with him, sometimes you pick up his tool. You're like, what in the fuck is this?
Yeah, yeah.
And he would say, you know how I feel now.
Yeah.
That's how I feel because my uncle was left-handed and he went to Catholic elementary school, Gabe. And when he was learning how to write, they would whip him on the hand because he would pick that he wanted to write with his left hand, fucking left-handed. But they made him learn how to write right-handed. And he can use, he's ambidextrous now, as they call it, because he was forced to get his brain to operate to where he can use both hands. He was forced to do that. And again, I'm not saying that left-handed people are trans people. I'm not saying trans people is like left-handedness. I'm talking about the societal norm. And the societal norm now is that we are accepting of people of whatever orientation they are, whatever gender, whatever the fuck you want to do, whoever you want to be, you can be that. We will accept you. We should accept you. You have the liberty in this country to be who you are. And we shouldn't give a shit. We shouldn't care who you love or what you are. And
we shouldn't. I mean, the big thing is we shouldn't punish you for being who you are.
Right.
We shouldn't punish you for not doing the thing that we say you should do. And that's what we're seeing across the states in the U.S. They're passing laws to say, hey, you can't go into that bathroom or you can't join that team or you can't identify as that thing or whatever it might be. Because for them, they're like, no. The sanctity of marriage between a man and a woman. You can't be a man if you're a woman. You can't be a woman if you're a man. You can't be something that's non-binary. You can't be any of those things. You have to be this or that. Right. And you by this and that, it's by what I determine is this or that. Right. In my society, in my reality, in my religious beliefs, you're either going to be this thing or that thing. And there's no in between. Right. And it's just something that you see Republicans, they live and they die by this. And unfortunately, they're going to die by it.
But that's what I'm trying to make the point here is that this Republican talking point, this Republican bigotry is now leaking into minds like Dee Schneider. And this is a turning point. And I'm actually not saying that this is bad. I mean, I think it's horrible the way that Dee is framing up and Paul Stanley are framing it up. But folks, we need to have this discourse. We need to have this discussion. This country is going to have to realize that as a parent, if your child came to you with this issue that they don't understand their gender, they don't have any idea, and they're just trying to seek help, and they try to go seek help from someone who has studied this to figure out how they can get through this situation, whatever the results may be between the parent and that child when they become an adult, it's none of your fucking business. Right. It's none of your business. And really, honestly, if you're going to take away the right and the ability of the parents to try to help their child in life, you are a fucking scumbag. So Dee, I know, I've seen a lot of stuff that Dee's posted. I follow him. And to be quite honest, I don't think Dee is a scumbag. He's just being tricked here by right-wing talking points. They're very effective in a lot of cases. I think it's being affected on him. I'm not sure about Paul Stanley. I really don't know Paul Stanley that much, but Dee's normally he's an ally in the fight for liberty. And Dee, my call is for you is to go talk to some parents who have had to help their children either through the transition process or figure out what their identity crisis was and go ask them about the care that they received and go talk to them. Cause I know Dee's a compassionate person and I know he would do that. He would go actually, Republicans won't do that. D, yeah. I think, would go do that, and he would have the wherewithal to sit down and have a conversation with someone. And I, D, my call is to you to this, and whether he watches this or not, go talk to some of those parents, because I don't know if it'll change your mind, but I know you're open to experience, and I know you're open to knowing other people's experience. So I'll implore D. Schneider to do that. Everyone, it's been 2 hours and 10 minutes already. I can't believe that. We went through Nazis and George Santos. And we're going to have plenty more Nazis tomorrow where that came from. I'm sure of it. This is America, and we got the Republican Party here in this country. So we're definitely going to have some Nazis tomorrow. Yeah. One video I wanted to show you was of the, you remember the video of the woman from Montana, the Republican legislator, where she was telling the story about her trans daughter and our trans son or her trans child. And she said she would rather that child commit suicide than transition. You remember that? That was a lie. That was a lie. And her daughter actually has made a TikTok. So we're going to watch that tomorrow. Ooh, okay. We're going to watch. I definitely going to get to that tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to put that at the top of the list. So don't let me forget to show you that, guys, that video tomorrow. Tomorrow, same time, same place.
Serves up, motherfuckers.
You've been listening to the Tony Michaels podcast. In your face commentary of current events and political news. No rules, no boundaries. I think we've made that perfectly clear. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll be back soon. In the meantime, follow Tony on social media at the Tony Michaels. And until next time, raise a fist and repeat after me. Fuck 'em.
Mule Barn, head ass speaking.